Hey guys, this is Wolf Hoffman, and you're listening to The Blog of Rock.
Hello, welcome to The Block of Rock, your hard rock and heavy metal podcast music magazine. My name is Uwe Lerch, and I will take you backstage to the rock stars. Of course, we chat about the music that connects us all, about new records, about life plans and what used to be. But we also talk about the people behind it, what inspired and motivated them, and what kind of rock star tips do they have for you out there. In the show notes, that is a description of this episode that you are hearing about right now, you will find a central link for all usage that will also take you to my official Facebook group. I would be happy if we get to know each other there. Are you ready for the start? Well, then come with me. Today we're going back to where this podcast series began exactly 10 months ago. To Accept. To the band that melted German heavy metal for the first time almost 40 years ago with their groundbreaking albums Breaker and Restless and Wild. With his razor-sharp guitar solos, one man is still at the steam boiler after more than four decades, Wolf Hoffman. The new hot iron Too Mean to Die is about to be released. I met Wolf during his promotional tour in Cologne, where of course we talked about the new songs, the special production conditions, the expansion to a now three-part guitar army, and the change tour plans. Hello, Wolf Hoffman. Good to see you. You're finally back in Germany doing the promotion for the new album Too Mean to Die. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back in the fatherland. Every other country says motherland. Germans say fatherland.
But you're not coming with empty hands. You're coming with a new album.
That's right. So tell me about this. Empty-handed. How can I come back empty-handed? We've got a brand new album. It's called Too Mean to Die, which fits perfectly in the Corona times, because we figured, let's not do a Corona album, let's not have a feel-good theme in this whole thing. We say, we give the fans what they want, a typical in-your-face metal album, and we call it Too Mean to Die.
We're looking forward. It's, you know, and the recordings took place under a bit difficult circumstances. You recorded it in Nashville, in your home?
That's right. Nashville, Tennessee, where we've recorded the last few albums. And, you know, it started business as usual. In March, we met with Andy Sneap and Mark Tonillo in the studio. We started laying down the first six or eight tracks. And all of a sudden, the news were getting worse and worse on TV. You know, we had Fox or CNN run all day long, and it was breaking news. It got worse and worse, so basically we had to call it quits and said, you know, everybody wants to go home, and we'll see how this all develops. And because we didn't know, is the world going to end, or, you know, we can't really keep pretending nothing. You know, we're making a heavy metal album, but maybe there's no world anymore when we are done. So we didn't really know. Actually, some of us were a little freaking out. But anyhow, long story short, we called it quits, went home, and regrouped two or three months later to finish the album. But by that time, nobody could enter the country. Andy Sneap was in England, our producer, so we had no choice but to do it virtual, with him being present on a Zoom call during our recording process, which was unusual, but it actually worked okay. We managed to finish the songs.
During these times, you have to be more inventive to somehow do your business.
Yeah. We have to use technology, even though we want to be analog, man. Well, try this, Mark Tonillo. Try an analog Zoom call. That's not possible.
But it worked out.
Yes, it did.
Luckily.
Yep.
First song is The Undertaker. It just came out as a video.
Yeah, it's going to be the first single, first video. Going to be released on October 2nd. And yeah, I think it's a typical Accept song, but still, it's got a few elements in it that are new, and yeah, it's called The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, yeah, the lyrics are by Mark.
That's right, as always, yeah. Mark writes the lyrics, and in this case, he wrote the lyrics first, and I wrote the music to the existing lyrics, which is not completely new, but it's not the norm for us. Usually, it all starts with the music, and then we think about lyrics after that. in this case, he had the lyrics first, and then I wrote the music to it.
And the whole album will be released next year.
January 15th. It's going to be out worldwide. And the only weird thing is our tour won't be happening then. Normally, I mean, all these years before and all these albums before, we usually toured. When the album comes out, you go on tour and you promote the album and the album promotes the tour and all this kind of stuff. But in this case, it's all been pushed back to 2022. So we have to wait a year for the tour now, which is totally unprecedented and crazy.
And hopefully before there will be some festival dates. But you don't know.
We don't know, but we hope that we can do the summer festivals in Europe in 2021. But all that seems like so far away in the future. I don't even know, man.
And then you will come with a full lineup because you're now a six-piece band.
Yes.
A six-pack.
Six-pack. The six-pack attack. yeah, I mean, we discovered Phil Chaus. He was filling in for Uwe on the last tour that we did with an orchestra, that orchestra run we did in last year in 2019. And we found out what a great player he is, what a nice guy he is, and how well we all got along. So we figured instead of, you know, deciding between him and Uwe or just sending Phil back home and never see him again, we decided to just take him on board and as an additional guitar player. And we already did some shows that way, and it worked out fantastic. It's slightly unusual because here it's one more, but it works out great. So now we've had, except as a four-piece, as a five-piece, and now as a six-piece band. Crazy.
So you needed also to rearrange some of the old tracks?
Yeah, some of it, of course, which is a lot of fun. Now we can, you know, pick and choose which parts, who's going to play what, and, you know, that's going to be fun.
And somebody could have a drink in between.
No. No drinks.
Just water, I mean.
That's right. We're German. Work is work.
That's right.
And schnapps is schnapps.
So how far are the reactions on the new album? You're doing a press tour currently.
Yeah, the album is done. The album is mixed. It's in the can. It's waiting on somebody's desks at Nuclear Blast to be released. And I'm just doing the press right now, spreading the word and talking to folks like you.
We are looking forward. Thank you for taking your time.
Yeah, I hope you like it. I like it. So,
all the best to you.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Cheers.
If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me at the podcast dealer you trust so that you don't miss the next one. You will get the entire season as a free subscription service from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, YouTube, the Google Podcast Portal, and, of course, via my homepage, theblockofrock.com. You can also listen to the stories that have been already published there, because there is new food in here every week. And above all, tell your friends and share the good news on social media. All right? Then let's hear again next time. Until then, keep on rocking.